A good landscape for grief. A good landscape for grief has no hill higher than a furrow, a few gouty cacti, perhaps a withered tree or two, if only to remind you of what's missing. Depression is a wet word with ripe vines, claustrophobic moss, endless dripping instants which here have no more purchase on the earth than a tear from an armadillo's eye. It is a relief, really, to be so scoured of one's own maudlin drama, or lack of drama, to move through what feels at once like a fate and utter absence of that, as if walking all a long day, a life of something you couldn't say, you come to a country funeral at which you have no reason to be. Faceless names, unmothering bosoms, past lacquered suits, eyes too rapt and intent to weep. We are gathered here to mark one man passing. He is your father and your son, my mother and myself. Let us sing the city of instants. Come back to be a part of us. Let us carry through the tiny eternities of our minds this one hole in time, beside which a boy who has our hands is rearranging his face as if it were clay. And a moment opens and opens in the end of days like a rose, on which a bee in all its hirsute specificity has landed, its feelers feeling everything as it crawls slowly inside and never comes out.